Finally, today, we're going to check in with a band that you've surely heard, even if you didn't know it, especially if you're a fan of the long-running hit TV show Grey's Anatomy. Here's Chasing Cars.
If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world?
And it's not their only claim to fame. Their first major label album was certified 5 times platinum in the UK. Their next release became the UK's best-selling album of 2006. I'm talking about Snow Patrol. Their latest album is Wildness. They're on tour with it now, and 3 members of the group were nice enough to break off and join us at NPR Studios in Washington, D.C. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, and I'm joined here by Gary Lightbody, Jenny McDade, and Nathan Connolly. You're celebrating 25 years together. Do I have that right?
You do, yeah.
Does it get easier or harder the longer you're together?
Easier.
Really? How so?
Because I think we've been through everything that you could possibly get thrown at you in a band, and we've come out the other side of any difficult situation we've ever had, and everything's just easier once you've gone through it all. There's nothing that we can't really get through anymore, because we've seen it all. So 25 years, you pretty much know what you're doing by now. Or you should do, anyway. I mean.
Well, what about you two? Easier or harder? Nathan?
I think it is easier. We've learned how to communicate better, talk to each other. You know, there's times when you're on tour, you know, it's easy to just enjoy the good stuff and not bring up difficult stuff, which I think we've got better at doing.
That sounds like marriage. Sounds like good marriage advice. But, okay, you're going to play a song. What would you like to play first?
We'll play Don't Give In, if that's all right.
Don't give in. Don't shit circuit so easy. Give all that you got on the sword. Don't say that you won't live forever. I know. It's in your blood and it's in your making, so don't hold your tongue, cause it's no longer working. Don't fall on your sword, just follow your instinct, like an old lesson learned, like an old lesson learned. Only you know what it is to see through the eyes that are trained on me now. I can only tell you how it looks from here. I think you've made up your mind. This is your grace, and I don't know why, and I don't know why. This is your grace, and I don't know why, and I don't know why. Don't give in. Don't shit take quit so easy. Give all that you got on the sword. Don't say that you won't live forever. I know.
That was lovely. Thank you. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
I was writing it about a friend of mine who was going through a terrible time, an end time, I guess. And then I realized halfway through that I was also kind of writing about myself.
By an end time, you mean?
Yeah, he was struggling on the verge of existence. Mm-hmm. But I was kind of out on that edge myself. So it was a song that kind of brought me back. I hadn't written a song in a long time. I'd had a lot of writer's block. And that song actually kind of became a bit of a talisman, because not only was it a sort of an appropriate song for the time, but I actually hadn't written a song in such a long time that it actually sort of reminded me that I could, you know, write again. Mm.
How are you doing now? You look great. I mean, I have to be honest. I mean, you've been very honest, and you've even shared here about some of the things that you've been living with, like addiction and depression, and not unusual for artists, unfortunately, to be the people who speak that truth of others, but you seem, how are you? How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you for asking. I'm very good these days. Very little to complain about. I, you know, just being back on the tour again, being back with the guys, just having got a new album. I think that's maybe part of, I'd always had depression from when I was a teenager, but it comes harder when you're more static, that's for sure. So actually getting up and moving again, being active, definitely helps. I mean, obviously, you want to make sure that you're still checking in with yourself, make sure you're not just letting things sort of leaving the shop front unattended, you know, as well. But I'm doing really good. I feel a lot calmer than I used to do as well, which is a good assist as
well.
Is he
calmer than he used to be?
Yeah, I think so. There's
that's Nathan.
Mm-hmm. We've all had certainly periods of interesting relationships with alcohol and partying and things like that. And I think we're all trying to be a bit more mindful.
Well, thank you for coming. Thank you for coming while you're on tour and taking a break and taking a detour to come by and see us. Thank you for coming back after your hiatus or sabbatical, I guess I would call it. How about that?
Yep.
That was Gary Lightbody, Johnny McDade, and Nathan Connolly, three members of the group Snow Patrol. They were kind enough to join us in our studios in Washington, D.C. And I understand you're going to play one more song to take us out. Is that right?
Sure, yes, of
all
course.
Right. What is it going to be?
This is going to be Heal Me.
Heal Me, okay. Snow Patrol, thank you all so much
thank you.
For coming to see us.
Thanks for having us.
Baby, I've been dancing in this fire for way too long, but I kinda like it. Oh, I like it cause it's more dangerous than me. There's a siren somewhere, but I'm pretty sure it's only in my head. So tell me, is there something supernatural in your bones? Oh, this is love like wildness coursing through you like a drug. And this is hurt like kindness breaking you with gentle hands. Call out your name, it feels like a song I know so well. Little whispers and roars like an orchestra. You call out my name like no one before. Home that I never had.
That was Gary Lightbody, Johnny McDade, and Nathan Connolly. They're members of the band Snow Patrol, performing their song Heal Me here in our Washington, D.C. studios. They were kind enough to stop by while on tour.
I've been wasted in the arms of everyone. I wasn't looking for you, but I think maybe I was and didn't know. Oh, this is love like wildness coursing through you like a drug. And this is hurt like kindness breaking you with gentle hands.